He hopes Syrians can build a better future. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Biden says, reacting to the fall of Syria's regime, sending leader Bashar Assad to flee to Russia after a rebel insurgency took control of Syria.
This regime brutalized and tortured and killed literally hundreds of thousands of innocent Syrians. The fall of the regime is a fundamental act of justice.
The president acknowledged risk and uncertainty for Syria's future and says U.S. airstrikes hit 75 ISIS targets Sunday. President-elect Trump on social media called Syria a mess and not our friend and says the United States should have nothing to do with it and should not get involved.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Israel's also gone on the offensive in Syria amid a power vacuum, hitting suspected chemical weapons sites and long-range rocket storage, fearing terrorists could get their hands on them. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says
there's a potential that elements in the area, such as ISIS, could try to take advantage of this opportunity.
Pete Hegseth, the Trump nominee to replace Austin as defense secretary, back on Capitol Hill today, meeting with more Republican senators ahead of a confirmation hearing next year. Hegseth has vowed not to back down or give in to what he calls an attempted media takedown amid sexual misconduct and other allegations. Jay-Z claims he's being blackmailed, being sued in an allegation the hip-hop star calls idiotic.
The civil lawsuit accuses billionaire rapper Jay-Z of raping a 13-year-old girl with Sean Diddy Combs in New York almost 25 years ago. It's part of the scandal surrounding Combs, who is behind bars facing sex trafficking and racketeering charges and at least 30 lawsuits accusing him of sexual misconduct. Combs has pleaded not guilty and denied all allegations.
And Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the Golden Globe nominations are out. Emilia Perez, a musical about a Mexican drug lord who becomes transgender, leads the way with 10 nominations. America's listening to Fox News.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Broadcasting Americanism from the York Heating and Air Conditioning and ACUMA.com studios. 560 KBLU.
From the News 11 Information Desk, I'm Zachary Moran-Norris. One person is dead after a rollover car accident on Interstate 8 near Welton. The Arizona Department of Public Safety says the crash happened Saturday night around 6 p.m. at milepost 29 near Welton. Two vehicles were traveling eastbound in different lanes when one driver veered into the other lane, crashing into a commercial vehicle and rolling over. That driver was ejected and pronounced dead at the scene. A new mural right here in Yuma is combining art and technology through augmented reality. San Diego artists Dana Owens and Matthew Oliveri have unveiled the new mural along the East Main Canal Path between 16th Street and 24th Street. Amvita Health says they're pausing elective procedures through December 10th because of a nationwide IV fluid shortage. The hospital says their IV supplier, a North Carolina company called Baxter, was heavily impacted by Hurricane Helene earlier this year, which has resulted in critically low inventory at the hospital. Catch us on News 11 tonight at 5, 6, and 10 p.m. for your latest local news, weather, and sports.
Every day, safe, prepared, informed. Every day, safety is our top priority. At APS, we consistently make updates to our electrical system to keep our crews and customers safe around electricity. Remember these tips. Put safety covers on wall outlets. Call 811 before you dig to have the location of underground wires marked. And stay at least 100 feet away from downed power lines. For more ways to stay safe around electricity, visit aps.com/brighter.
Another nice week of weather, a little bit cooler midweek, and some winds pick up a little bit. 76 and sunny today, 51 overnight for tonight, 69 and sunny on Tuesday, 15 mile per hour winds, 46 Tuesday night, 69 sunny on Wednesday.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm Sean Garner, an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hanson. I have Gonzalo here under me right now, and I have Carolina. If you're listening on the radio, they are down from Scottsdale, Arizona. Now, Gonzalo, you don't live in Scottsdale.
I do, yes.
You work in Scottsdale, but yes, you live outside of Scottsdale.
Yes, technically, Rio Verde.
Okay, Rio Verde.
Yep.
And Carolina, you live in Scottsdale proper.
I do
proper.
Live in Scottsdale, yes.
But you're from...
Mexico.
Mexico. What part of Mexico?
Hermosillo, Sonora.
Oh, really? Okay. Yes. So you come down and visit family frequently?
Yes. I come to Yuma all the time. Yes.
Perfect. And we do monthly seminars for all of our listeners out there. You two are constantly down here and you're able to answer questions specifically about financial issues because you work with Trilogy Financial. Give me a brief background as to what your roles are with Trilogy Financial and what that is. What is Trilogy Financial?
Yeah, thank you for asking. Thank you for having us. Trilogy Financial, we were founded in 99. Uh-huh. We manage close to $4 billion for just average American families.
Okay.
We're two things. We're independent. That means that we don't have any ownership of the things that we recommend. We listen to your needs, see what you need, and then we come up with a financial plan. We don't have anybody asking us or pushing us to recommend a specific product or a specific strategy. It's for you, you know. And we're a fiduciary, meaning I have to have your best interest always. And we do everything as a team. And the idea is that if I'm not there, Carolina is there, and then we have more people in our team that will help service our clients. Very quickly, we use everything based on data. It's data-driven and information-driven. And our investment philosophy is pretty much based on your goals and your risk.
So is AI changing that equation quite a bit? Or
no,
is it pretty much the same scenario because those tools were already implemented?
Good question. And it's pretty much the same. AI in our world, it's not a new thing.
Okay.
It now is something that everybody's talking about, but it's not a new thing. There's a lot of portfolios that are actually run for some sort of algorithm or computer base. Years and years ago, right? So at the end of the day, the human interaction is always needed because, well, empathy, right? And what's happening with your client and you understand what's going on. AI, they don't have personal experiences and the empathy is not there when you have personal experiences. So kind of my job as a financial advisor, I said, our job is to help people make better financial decisions. And if you ask questions to AI, AI will tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not probing your plan to make it better.
So and I've seen, it depends on which, there's so many versions of AI out there. There's ChatGPT and Martin, name a couple other. What is the other that comes automatic on our Windows platform?
Copilot.
Copilot's actually, I like using it. Gemini is another. Yeah, Gemini is Google's version, right?
Yeah.
So they all bring something else to the table. The thing that I find interesting with it is it doesn't give me as direct of information as I'm looking for. It's always kind of broad, like, well, you could do this or you could do that. And it seems to lean, if you're asking political questions, very biased politically. And if you're asking financial questions, it's very programmed to be cautious as to what advice it gives.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm looking for when I talk to an advisor is, you know my situation, you know my family, you know what I'm looking to achieve. Now I need recommendations. I don't need you to educate me on everything that's out there. I need you to tell me what the best two or three options are and why they are. And so then I can make a decision, because there's so much information out there. I could spend my entire life learning it. And that's what you guys do. That's why I don't want to do that. You guys do spend your lives learning it.
Correct. And then it's everything is based at the end of the day in expectations and reality. You think that you're making a decision and it's going to perform like this. And then when something happens, I will say when ice cream hits the fan.
Ice cream. Okay. That's a PG version.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's you were not expecting that. And when you have the wrong expectation, you act. And most of the times it's against yourself, right? And so you make a choice, and then you're creating these ideas, and you're building this plan that you're tearing apart, so you never accomplish anything.
Yeah.
And it's just because the expectations and reality is broken, right? And you don't have another human being that is probing these pitfalls and different things. Have you thought of this? Have you thought of that? Oh, no. Okay, well, are you ready for this situation? Yes, I'm ready. Expect this. So, yeah, just yesterday, a client of mine asked me, like, oh, I want to have a high-risk portfolio.
Okay, nice.
Okay, and then I just tell me, what do you mean with high risk? I mean, that's just, I don't know what you mean with high risk.
I want to put it all on black and roulette.
Right?
And
so, first off, we need to define different things. Like, high risk for you, Carolina, is not the same as high risk.
Something different.
Right? And high risk doesn't mean anything. We were in this seminar just earlier, and for somebody that age, right? Somebody's like 80. High risk,
yeah,
maybe is just to get to the car and drive themselves to this, right?
So yeah. Getting to the grocery store and back is a high risk endeavor, yeah.
So we need to kind of dissect that first, and then just make it more clear that we're talking the same language.
Uh-huh.
And then after we concluded everything, he said, okay, so you're ready that you're going to deposit this amount of money, $100,000, and it could happen that in a couple of months you only have 50.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that will happen. I don't know when it will happen. And you could tell how he was like getting an anxiety attack.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I just give you a little taste of what actually...
Well, high risk, you could be down to 10.
Right?
Yeah.
And I kept probing. I'm like, okay, I'm not liking this.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay, where are you getting your advice? And he told me, well, somebody on Instagram said that. I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about this, right?
That makes sense. That's step ahead of the person in the grocery line.
Exactly. So AI won't do that to you. AI will say, yes, I will give you a high-risk portfolio, and it will give you a high-risk portfolio. But it's not programmed to really go deep into human emotions and human experiences.
Yeah.
It learns a lot of different things, and it emulates an emotion, or it can just repeat things like a mirror. But that's not what you want from a financial advisor. You want somebody to actually ask the hard questions, and people don't hire us to tell them whatever they want to hear.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to do that, we're not the right person for you, because we're going to let you know you're behind your retirement. You need to do this. I don't like that answer.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I want to drive the nice car now, and I want to have a good retirement.
Exactly. And then we would just put calls at your, you know, plan. And if it's just not holding water, we will let you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why that we're good at it, because we don't make decisions based on hunches or opinions or gut feeling. You need to review all the information, all the data, and then just make sure that based on facts, not opinions, this is what's happening with your plan.
Yeah.
So one thing that I really liked in working with you, we worked with not only my retirement plan, but specifically insurance. And as I'm updating my insurance, there's two things that a lot of people need to understand about insurance. One is, if you don't review it every few years, it may be out of date for a couple of reasons. One is, maybe the risk is different and what you're insuring is different. The cost of living is different, and therefore your insurance might be too low to cover the lost income and what you need to live off of. Or maybe the premiums have actually decreased. And that is something that a lot of people are surprised to hear. Because insurance there's so many companies, and the process for applying seems to be getting more streamlined, they become more competitive, which is a good thing for the consumers.
Correct.
Because now we get more companies competing for our business. And so we might by shopping it out, get the same amount of coverage for a smaller premium or a larger coverage for the same premium. How often do you see that?
We see it a lot, especially with older policies. Uh-huh. We've seen that if you replace your policy right now, it might be cheaper than when you got it a few years ago. So we actually review that every single year.
Yeah.
Just to make sure what you have right now, it's your best option also in terms of cost. Not only in terms of the benefit, like you said, but also in terms of what you're paying.
And I saw that when you guys priced out my insurance. I saw that 10 years ago is when, it's been 10 and 12 years ago is when I took out my insurance the last time. And now we've reviewed the policies and we're applying for new policies and I'm getting premium quotes. And what I saw for me, I'm 45 years old and in decent health, it was the same premium as I have already been paying for 10 years. And the policy that I have is a 20-year term. And so I only have 10 years left on it. But the policy I'm applying for is a 20-year term as well. So I'm going to extend my term by 10 years, pay the same premium, and get the same insurance, but the benefit is I'm getting extended coverage, an additional 10 years of that fixed premium level. Another thing that I really liked about it is that it took me literally 10 hours. And we were talking about this, you know, as we were all getting this equipment set up today, to call the insurance companies, get them on the line, because I got to do it between, you know, 9 and 5, oftentimes Eastern Standard Time, and verify who I am, go through the different verification things with my wife because she's insured as well, and figure out what policies are about to expire, what premiums are we getting paid on certain things, and get the information we needed. Whereas when I call you, you know that information. I call you and I text you and I email you weekly. And I really like the ability to contact one person that understands where I'm at, both in security for life insurance purposes and long-term planning for retirement.
Yeah, I can speak to that. And I understand the reason. The reason is when as a financial advisor, we do full financial planning. So risk is something really important that we need to take into account. So we're not just selling life insurance. I mean, we're not a salesperson, right? That we sell you life insurance and maybe I'm I'm not doing that anymore. So when you're trying to contact your agent, well, that person is already selling houses or doing something else. And when you do something in a firm like us, there's always a team behind it. So even if I'm not there, Carolina knows what's going on and there are more people behind us that they know what's going on. So when you call, as your financial group team, there's always a solution for you. We'll get that really quickly. So it's not just one person, it's just a whole team behind it. And that's what you want, you know?
And that's the thing. I want to call when I'm going over my estate plan and I help my clients understand your estate plan is only as good as you keep it up. If you don't know where your accounts are, where your insurance is, where your retirement is held, how is your successor trustee or your personal representative going to figure that stuff out? And so I live that myself and trying to keep up with my assets and my estate plan myself with kids going off to college and things changing. And I don't want to spend all day on the phone. I want to call one person and then know my financial situation and make sure that we're up to par.
Yeah. And you have access to this financial portal, and you can talk about the financial portal where the idea is that we have everything in one place.
A vault.
Yes. Even though you have different companies that serve for different things, retirement plannings and 401ks and all that, they're in different places. We cannot put them in one place. I understand that. But for you to log in into your financial portal when you can have your estate planning documents, you can have your deed, you can all that information and your accounts.
Even your life insurance, if you don't have it with the same company, you could see it in the same place.
Okay.
Either way.
And that's perfect to your point. Like, what if the trustee needs to do, you know, they need to act on it. You can give them access and they can see what's going on. And rather than spending hours, you know, just to try to figure out where this stuff is.
And one benefit of having us do estate planning for our clients is when they come into us and we get to know their family, then it's not if, it's when life throws that curveball at you. They the family members that are coming and talking to us, we don't have to put them through this rigorous phone tree of identifying who they are. They're talking to a real person. We're asking them questions that are actual, that are relevant to their situation, and walking them through the steps that they need to do. And when we work with a firm like yours, and we can communicate with you and be on the line with a client and say, hey, this is what we need to do. Now, mom has developed dementia. Daughter is going to be taking over as trustee, and so we need to update the paperwork. So you can, each time she calls, you don't have to have somebody search for the power of attorney that's lost in cyberspace. You know it's daughter that you're dealing with.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
The song asks, why is the rich man busy dancing while the poor man pays the band? A home warranty doesn't climb on the roof to fix an AC. The AC man does. In AC service, avoid the middleman. Call your neighbor, the AC contractor, or call Air Central Heating and Cooling today.
I am excited today to be speaking with Gabe Sibley. Gabe, you are the CEO and the co-founder of Verdant Robotics, and you just launched a precision application system, Sharpshooter. Gabe, what is so special about Sharpshooter?
It's the only sprayer in the world that aims before it shoots. Imagine a whole array of super high precision squirt guns on the back of an implement that take aim at plants, crops, weeds, whatever you want to hit, and deliver inputs on target, delivering molecules anywhere from, you know, the size of your fingernail, size of a dime, all the way up to a dinner plate in response to what it sees there in the field.
I can imagine this is something people want to see. So how do they do so?
Right now, we're live throughout the West Coast. We're doing demos, and you can go on our website to find when an active demo is going on. They're happening basically every day.
That website's verdantrobotics.com/demos, or you can email sales@verdantrobotics.com to learn more.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Good. Yes, and that's actually something we've been working at a lot. We try to build a relationship with the kids. Mm-hmm. So most of our clients' kids are already our clients. So if something happens to their parents, they know exactly who to call. So that's something we've been really working on, just trying to build a relationship with the rest of the family, not only mom and dad.
On the flip side, what about fraud, where somebody calls up claiming to be the child or claiming to be the client and withdrawing a large sum of money that is non-characteristic to the client's, you know, typical actions? What do you have in place for that other than your intuition to make sure that they have access as quickly as they need to their money, but they also don't get defrauded and lose a bunch of money just because somebody calls on their behalf?
Somebody calling on behalf of the client?
Or even if, let's say that they are told from some prince in Nigeria that they're an heir, but they just need to pay the taxes of the inheritance they received first, and that's $100,000, which is a pittance of the inheritance they're going to receive. And so they call you, and they go along with this scheme, and they're asking, can I withdraw $100,000 and wire it to so-and-so?
I feel like we've definitely had some weird cases.
Yes, weird cases. So yeah. this is something that happens daily. This is not a joke. You know, it's funny that we smile about it for how ridiculous that sounds, but hundreds of, you know, people get scammed daily for this thing. And so a couple of things. At Trilogy, we train everybody on the new scam. What is the new scam happening? Or be aware of different kinds of scams. So we have a team of people always looking for what's the new scam, what's going on, and calls, emails, and all that. That's one way that we protect. Another way is to have a trusted person. So right now, if somebody is 65 or older, we're required to ask them, give me a name of somebody that you trust right now that we can call. Now, that person is just to know what's going on with you. And we're not giving information to this trusted contact person. It's just to verify different things. So just in case when somebody is asking us for, let's say that their client is asking for money, right? And we notice that something is wrong.
Yeah.
You know, we can call that person and say, hey, are you aware of this? Anything changed? You know, kind of to probe if that $100,000 withdrawal is something that is legit, right?
Yeah.
Now, of course, at the end of the day, if the client is jumping through all these hoops and trying to go around their own safety features that we put in place, they could actually, the client could actually pull money out of it if they, you know, go around all these things. At the end of the day, it's their money.
Yeah.
But they're...
How often do you catch that compared to them just... Especially because scammers oftentimes say, you know, there's going to be some trouble if somebody else finds out about this. So don't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're elusive with you.
Yes.
And how often do your spidey senses go off and you're able to catch that compared to you found out after the fact?
Yeah, I would say that I will have a easy to spot case at least once a year. Like easy to spot, like this is something that's off. Sometimes the way they stop talking to us, like when we start probing these questions, they stop talking to us, and we have a mechanism to talk to a higher authority. Say, this is what's going on, and we have to report these kind of abuses.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole protocol after the client kind of stops the conversation, to your point.
Yeah.
There's a protocol that we say, okay, you know, I noticed this. Now he's not answering any questions. The contact person is not answering anything. Just check it out, right? So now it's not really our, because we don't have powers, right? We don't have the power to knock at their door, right? So we go to a higher level to do a different level of security search and things like that. It's only once a year, I would say.
Uh-huh.
And then a lot of them asking me for advice before they're my client.
Uh-huh.
And then when I notice this and I start telling them, well, that girlfriend that you have in Russia, I mean, have you asked these questions? Do your kids know?
Yeah.
And then they never come back. At that point, it's really sad because they're not really my client.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have their assets yet, right? They're
to
just
protect.
Exactly. So they have their assets somewhere else, and I can't do anything just because they're not my clients. But for that, I see them often that come to my office, ask me questions on how to take money out. Just like a free consultation. And when I ask questions, I realize they have a girlfriend in some, you know, Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
I start asking questions always. And anyway, by that time, when they show up, normally they already are down $20,000 because they're paying these phone fees or something like that.
Right.
There's different ways to people get scammed.
And but you're talking about this when people come in and talk to you regularly about their finances, especially given each individual client's circumstances, their age. People start to experience dementia or short-term memory loss at much different ages. I've got 90-year-olds that come to my office that are sharp as a tack, you know, can do mathematics in their head quicker than I can. And then I've got others that are just late 50s that are really struggling with their short-term memory. And so it's much more about the person than it is a demographic.
Correct.
And I want to talk about it. I want to switch gears here a little bit here and talk about a different scam that's out there. And that is Social Security.
Yes.
And so I'm going to play a clip. It's from PragerU. For my audience out there, you know I love PragerU. It's started by Dennis Prager. And they have 5-minute videos that talk a lot about different aspects of the government and finances, constitution, and so on. This is going to talk specifically about Social Security. So let's just talk about this and chat about it.
If you're counting on Social Security to finance your retirement, you're in for a big surprise, and not the good kind. Let me give you 2 reasons why. 1, Social Security is going broke. And 2, even if it weren't going broke, it couldn't possibly cover the cost of a decent retirement. Let's look at these 2 reasons in a little more detail, and then I'll propose a solution. Social Security is going broke. When this government program was set up in 1935, the average life expectancy was 60, but you couldn't collect your first check until you reached 65. In other words, most people didn't live long enough to receive Social Security. And most of those who did, didn't collect it for very long. Today, the average lifespan is 79. So now, most people do live long enough to receive Social Security for 10 or 20 or even 30 years. Here's another important piece of information. When the program started, the ratio between worker and retiree was 159-1. That means for every one person drawing benefits, 159 were paying in. Today, the ratio is 2.8-1. You get that? We've gone from 159 workers supporting every retired person to fewer than 3 workers supporting every retiree. And it's going down. You don't need an advanced math degree to figure this one out. Social Security is spending more than it's bringing in, far more. Its own Board of Trustees has said that it will be bankrupt within 20 years. That doesn't mean it won't exist. It means that either the government will pay you less than it promised, or it will have to raise taxes to make up the shortfall. Most likely, both. Sounds about right for an entitlement program, doesn't it? Starts out small, but just keeps growing and growing until it collapses under its own weight. But let's indulge in a fantasy and say that Social Security is perfectly designed, perfectly balanced, and efficiently run, and that you would get every dollar you were promised. You'd still have a major problem if that's all that you're relying on. To illustrate, in 2017, the average monthly Social Security check was a little over $1,400. That's under $17,000 a year, barely above the poverty line for a 2-person household. Do you really want to live at the poverty line in retirement? Why in the world would you plan for that? But sadly, many people are. According to a recent study, 53% of unretired baby boomers have no retirement savings. That means they're planning to rely on Social Security for their retirement income. That's them. Don't let it be you. Here's the right way to prepare for retirement. First, get on a budget. I don't care if you're 55 or 25. I don't care if you're making $400,000 a year or $40,000 a year. You need to have a plan for your money. I love motivational speaker John Maxwell's line that a budget is simply telling your money where to go instead of wondering where it went. That means knowing, before the month starts, where every dollar you make is headed, whether it's the mortgage or rent or groceries or a car payment or whatever, you need to give every dollar an assignment. Second, attack and avoid debt like the plague. Most Americans spend 25% of their income paying off debt. Imagine how much money you could save if you didn't have this albatross around your neck. Well, actually, you don't have to imagine. Again, it's simple math. A 30-year-old investing $500 a month in an investment fund with a 6% annual return will have over $1 million by the time he's 70. So make a plan to get rid of your debt for good. I like the snowball method. List your debt smallest to largest.
Can we pause?
Putting every extra dollar you have toward the small.
It's pretty interesting, but I just want to kind of, now he's talking about something else.
So, yeah, now he's talking about investments.
Exactly, so you want to talk about Social Security first.
Yeah, and program.
Let's talk about that a little bit more before we just go to what to do. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
By the way, the video that we saw was another video.
I guess there's various of them. I saw Social Security going bankrupt, and that was it. But there is another one that talks about the fact that people think that Social Security is being deposited when they have it taken out of their check into some trust account that the government is holding for them for retirement, but it's not.
In essence, that is true, but then it just goes into all these different things. So the trust, so yes, that is true. The trust thing still exists. But now there's nothing. I mean, it's being drawn money, not adding more money. So,
let me put it a different way.
Yeah.
A Ponzi scheme. Mm-hmm. Okay, what is a Ponzi scheme? It's when you take money in and you pretend to advertise how much you're making off of it, and that you're paying people back that are asking for some distributions of their investments based on some great returns because of your brilliant strategy in investing. When in reality, what you're doing is you're constantly looking for more investors to invest in, and you're using that new money that's coming in to pay out anybody that wants to take some money out, and you're cooking the books as to how much it's actually making, because you're not actually making any money.
Correct.
You're just using somebody else's money to pay out another investor and make everybody think that you're growing all the funds. But if everybody were to ask for their money back, there would be no money left, because what you're using and living off of and what you've paid out to others is going to make it all gone. So Bernie Madoff, right? Everybody knows him, and what he was the king of the Ponzi scheme. Mm-hmm. He would have these huge investors come in, and he didn't invest any of it. He simply put it into a bank account. When somebody asked for it back, he'd make up some statement like, yeah, you made 20%, and now the minimum amount that I'm going to require for somebody to invest in my secret sauce of mutual funds is going to be $100,000, now $200,000. And people are like, well, we want to get in on that because you're making 20% year over year. But he was only taking the new investors' money to pay off current investors that wanted some distributions. That is Social Security.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Want to hear more Life, Death, and the Law? You can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, or any other platform you listen to your podcasts.
Find what you need, including rental equipment, at Southwest Lumber. Southwest Lumber has what you're looking for year-round. Looking for rentals? They have a huge variety of equipment, from generators, carpet tools, paint sprayers, pressure washers, and much more. Get half-day rentals and even Saturday rentals. Do you need small hand tools?
We got that!
What about a post hole digger, micro trencher, or sewer auger?
We've got those too!
Call to find out this week's rental department special, 928-782-9867. Southwest Lumber. When it comes to DIY, we do it best.
Vitalant is Arizona's largest nonprofit community provider responsible for fulfilling blood needs for 62 Arizona hospitals. We are the designated provider for every hospital throughout Yuma County.
Vitalant needs more than 600 blood donors every day in the state of Arizona. About one in every 5 to 7 hospital patients requires a blood transfusion, so that takes a lot of blood donors.
With a daily need of 600 blood donors, all blood types are needed, but always most greatest in demand is type O blood, which is the universal blood type required in emergencies and traumas. Giving blood is safe, easy, and painless. It takes only about an hour to go through the process start to finish, but the actual donation is less than 10 minutes.
Every blood donor in the month of December will get a free medium cheese pizza from Pizza Hut. In order to make an appointment, visit our website, vitalant.org, and enter the word Yuma. You can then find a blood drive near you and sign up.
95.1 KTTI, 100.9 The River, and 560 KBlue wish you and yours the very best this holiday season. And so does this great local business. Nisham Cafe, with 2 locations where all you need is love and coffee.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 on 560 KBLU.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm Sean Garner, an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hanson. I have Gonzalo here under me right now, and I have Carolina. If you're listening on the radio, they are down from Scottsdale, Arizona. Now, Gonzalo, you don't live in Scottsdale.
I do, yes.
You work in Scottsdale, but
yes.
You live outside of Scottsdale.
Yes, technically, yes. Rio Verde.
Okay, Rio Verde.
Yep.
And Carolina, you live in Scottsdale proper.
I do live
proper.
In Scottsdale, yes.
But you're from?
Mexico.
Mexico. What part of Mexico?
Hermosillo, Sonora.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
So you come down and visit family frequently.
Yes, I come to Yuma all the time. Yes.
Perfect. And we do monthly seminars for all of our listeners out there. You two are constantly down here, and you're able to answer questions specifically about financial issues because you work with Trilogy Financial. Give me a brief background as to what your roles are with Trilogy Financial and what that is. What is Trilogy Financial?
Yeah, thank you for asking. Thank you for having us. Trilogy Financial, we were founded in 99. We manage close to $4 billion for just average American families.
Okay.
We're two things. We're independent. That means that we don't have any ownership of the things that we recommend. We listen to your needs, see what you need, and then we come up with a financial plan. We don't have anybody asking us or pushing us to recommend a specific product or a specific strategy. It's for you, you know. And we're a fiduciary, meaning I have to have your best interest always. And we do everything as a team. And the idea is that if I'm not there, Carolina is there, and then we have more people in our team that will help service our clients. Very quickly, we use everything based on data. It's data-driven and information-driven, and our investment philosophy is pretty much based on your goals and your risk.
So is AI changing that equation quite a bit?
No.
Is it pretty much the same scenario because those tools were already implemented?
Good question. And it's pretty much the same. AI in our world, it's not a new thing.
Okay.
It now is something that everybody's talking about, but it's not a new thing. There's a lot of portfolios that are actually run for some sort of algorithm or computer base years and years ago, right? So at the end of the day, the human interaction is always needed because, well, empathy, right? And what's happening with your client and you understand what's going on. AI, they don't have personal experiences, and the empathy is not there when you have personal experiences. So kind of my job as a financial advisor, I said, our job is to help people make better financial decisions. And if you ask questions to AI, AI will tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not probing your plan to make it better. So
and I've seen, it depends on which, there's so many versions of AI out there. There's ChatGPT and Martin, name a couple other. What is the other that comes automatic on our Windows platform?
Copilot.
Copilot's actually, I like using it. It's Gemini is another. Yeah, Gemini is Google's version, right?
Yeah.
So they all bring something else to the table. The thing that I find interesting with it is it doesn't give me as direct of information as I'm looking for. It's always kind of broad, like, well, you could do this or you could do that. And it seems to lean, if you're asking political questions, very biased politically. And if you're asking financial questions, it's very programmed to be cautious as to what advice it gives. Mm-hmm. What I'm looking for when I talk to an advisor is, you know my situation, you know my family, you know what I'm looking to achieve. Now I need recommendations. I don't need you to educate me on everything that's out there. I need you to tell me what the best two or three options are and why they are. And so then I can make a decision, because there's so much information out there. I could spend my entire life learning it. And that's what you guys do. That's why I don't want to do that. You guys do spend your lives learning it.
Correct. And then it's everything is based at the end of the day in expectations and reality.
Uh-huh.
You think that you're making a decision and it's going to perform like this. And then when something happens, I will say when ice cream hits the fan.
Ice cream. Okay. That's a PG version.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's you were not expecting that. And when you have the wrong expectation, you act. And most of the times it's against yourself,
uh-huh.
right? And so you make a choice, and then you're creating these ideas, and you're building this plan that you're tearing apart, so you never accomplish anything.
Yeah.
And it's just because the expectations and reality is broken, right? And you don't have another human being that is probing these pitfalls and different things. Have you thought of this? Have you thought of that? Oh, no. Okay, well, are you ready for this situation? Yes, I'm ready. Expect this. So, yeah, just yesterday, a client of mine asked me, like, oh, I want to have a high-risk portfolio.
Okay, nice.
Okay, and then I just tell me, what do you mean with high-risk?
Uh-huh.
That's just, I don't know what you mean with high-risk.
I want to put it all on black and roulette.
Right?
And
so, first off, we need to define different things, like high-risk for you, Carolina, is not the same as high risk.
Something different.
Right? And high risk doesn't mean anything. We were in this seminar just earlier, and for somebody that age, right? Somebody's like 80. High risk,
yeah,
maybe is just to get to the car and drive themselves to this, right?
So yeah. Getting to the grocery store and back is a high risk endeavor, yeah.
So we need to kind of dissect that first, and then just make it more clear that we're talking the same language.
Uh-huh.
And then after we concluded everything, he said, okay, so you're ready that you're going to deposit this amount of money, $100,000, and it could happen that in a couple of months you only have 50.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that will happen. I don't know when it will happen. And you could tell how he was, like, getting an anxiety attack.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I just give you a little taste of what actually.
Well, high risk, you could be down to 10.
Right?
Yeah.
And I kept probing. I'm like, okay, I'm not liking this.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay, where are you getting your advice? And he told me, well, somebody on Instagram said that. Like,
yeah,
okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about this, right?
That's
that makes
step
sense.
Ahead of the person in the grocery line.
Exactly. So AI won't do that to you. AI will say, yes, I will give you a high-risk portfolio, and it will give you a high-risk portfolio. But it's not, I will say, programmed to really go deep into human emotions and human experiences.
Yeah.
It learns a lot of different things, and it emulates an emotion, or it can just repeat things like a mirror. But that's not what you want from a financial advisor. You want somebody to actually ask the hard questions, and people don't hire us to tell them whatever they want to hear.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to do that, we're not the right person for you, because we're going to let you know you're behind your retirement. You need to do this. I don't like that answer.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I want to drive the nice car now, and I want to have a good retirement.
Exactly. And then we would just put calls at your, you know, plan. And if it's just not holding water, we will let you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why that we're good at it, because we don't make decisions based on hunches or opinions or gut feeling.
Yeah.
You need to review all the information, all the data, and then just make sure that based on facts, not opinions, this is what's happening with your plan.
So one thing that I've really liked in working with you, we worked with not only my retirement plan, but specifically insurance. And as I'm updating my insurance, there's two things that a lot of people need to understand about insurance. One is, if you don't review it every few years, it may be out of date for a couple of reasons. One is, maybe the risk is different, and what you're insuring is different. The cost of living is different, and therefore your insurance might be too low to cover the lost income and what you need to live off of. Or maybe the premiums have actually decreased. And that is something that a lot of people are surprised to hear. Because insurance is, there's so many companies and the process for applying seems to be getting more streamlined, they become more competitive, which is a good thing for the consumers.
Correct.
Because now we get more companies competing for our business. And so we might, by shopping it out, get the same amount of coverage for a smaller premium or a larger coverage for the same premium. That's, do you see, how often do you see that?
We see that a lot, especially with older policies.
Uh-huh.
We've seen that if you replace your policy right now, it might be cheaper than when you got it a few years ago. So we actually review that every single year.
Yeah.
Just to make sure what you have right now, it's your best option. Also in terms of cost, not all, only in terms of the benefit, like you said, but also in terms of what you're paying.
And I found, I saw that when you guys priced out my insurance. I saw that 10 years ago is when, it's been 10 and 12 years ago is when I took out my insurance the last time. And now we've reviewed the policies and we're applying for new policies and I'm getting premium quotes. And what I saw for me, I'm 45 years old and in decent health. It was the same premium as I have already been paying for 10 years. And the policy that I have is a 20-year term. And so I only have 10 years left on it. But the policy I'm applying for is a 20-year term as well. So I'm going to extend my term by 10 years, pay the same premium, and get the same insurance. But I'm, but the benefit is I'm getting extended coverage, an additional 10 years of that fixed premium level. Another thing that I really liked about it is that it took me literally 10 hours. And we were talking about this, you know, as we were all getting this equipment set up today, to call the insurance companies, get them on the line, because I got to do it between, you know, 9 and 5, oftentimes Eastern Standard Time, and verify who I am, go through the different verification things with my wife, because she's insured as well, and figure out what policies are about to expire, what premiums are we getting paid on certain things, and get the information we needed. Whereas when I call you, you know that information. I call you and I text you and I email you weekly. And I really like the ability to contact one person that understands where I'm at, both in security for life insurance purposes and long-term planning for retirement.
Yeah, I can speak to that. And I understand the reason. The reason is when as a financial advisor, we do full financial planning. So risk is something really important that we need to take into account. So we're not just selling life insurance. I mean, we're not a salesperson, right? That we sell you life insurance and maybe I'm out of the, you know, out of, I'm not doing that anymore. So when you're trying to contact your agent, well, that person is already selling houses or doing something else. And when you do something in a firm like us, there's always a team behind it. So even if I'm not there, Carolina knows what's going on, and there are more people behind us that they know what's going on. So when you call, as your financial group team, there's always a solution for you. We'll get that really quickly. So it's not just one person; it's just a whole team behind it, and that's what you want. You know,
and that's the thing. I want to call when I'm going over my estate plan, and I help my clients understand. Your estate plan is only as good as you keep it up. If you don't know where your accounts are, where your insurance is, where your retirement is held, how is your successor trustee or your personal representative going to figure that stuff out? And so I live that myself and trying to keep up with my assets and my estate plan myself with kids going off to college and things changing. And I don't want to spend all day on the phone. I want to call one person and them know my financial situation and make sure that we're up to par.
Yeah. And you have access to this financial portal. And you can talk about that financial portal where The idea is that we have everything in one place.
A vault.
Yes. Even though you have different companies that serve for different things, retirement plannings and 401ks and all that, they're in different places. We cannot put them in one place. I understand that. But for you to log in into your financial portal when you can have your estate planning documents, you can have your deed, you can all that information and your accounts.
Your life insurance. If you don't have it with the same company, you could see it in the same place.
Okay.
Either way.
And that's perfect to your point. Like, what if the trustee needs to do, they need to act on it. You can give them access and they can see what's going on, and rather than spending hours, just to try to figure out where this stuff is.
And one benefit of having us do estate planning for our clients is when they come into us and we get to know their family, then it's not if, it's when life throws that curveball at you. The family members that are coming and talking to us, we don't have to put them through this rigorous phone tree of identifying who they are. They're talking to a real person. We're asking them questions that are relevant to their situation and walking them through the steps that they need to do. And when we work with a firm like yours and we can communicate with you and be on the line with a client and say, hey, this is what we need to do. Now, mom has developed dementia. Daughter is going to be taking over as trustee, and so we need to update the paperwork so you can, each time she calls, you don't have to have somebody search for the power of attorney that's lost in cyberspace. You know it's daughter that you're dealing with.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Once upon a time, air conditioning was simple. It blew cold air, or it didn't. Today, air conditioning is more than cooling. Healthy, conditioned air is essential. When people ask me who I trust, I tell them. In Yuma, the only thing you need to know about air conditioning is Hansberger Refrigeration. Find them at HansbergerRefrig.com. That's Hansberger, R-E-F-R-I-G.com.
Rodeo is a window into our Western past that quickly became a unique and exciting sport. The tradition of rodeo is well preserved in our region thanks to the efforts of present-day Yuma Silver Spur Rodeo members. The first Yuma Silver Spur Rodeo was held in 1946, which is just a small piece of our rich heritage with rodeo heroes. The Yuma Silver Spur Rodeo continues to grow as tradition is kept for future generations and continued support of the Yuma community.
Hi, this is Tony Driscoll, Vice President, General Manager of Eldorado Broadcasters. If you're the owner and or operator of a local business, I'd like you to hire us. Yes, I'd like you to add 560 KBLU to your team. For what it costs you for hourly employees, like that guy that at this very moment is leaning back in his chair, staring aimlessly, or the gal checking her Facebook page for the 17th time today, you could be reaching out to thousands of listeners with a positive message about your business. Sorry, guys, I didn't mean to bust you out like that, but hey, get back to work. If you want to reach the people listening to the radio right now, just like you are, give me a call at 928-344-4980. And if I'm not leaning back in my chair, staring aimlessly, or checking my Facebook page, I'll answer your call and we can talk about us going to work for you. 344-4980.
Eldorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.